From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Iraqi Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr has ordered his powerful Mehdi Army militia to stand down for 6 months. The Mehdi Army is widely blamed for starting a fierce battle yesterday with a rival Shiite militia in the holy city of Karbala. The fighting took place at the height of a major religious festival and in the midst of hundreds of thousands of pilgrims. More than 50 people were killed. NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us from Baghdad. And Corey, what does Sadr's order mean, suspending all military activity for 6 months?
Well, he issued a statement saying that all Mehdi Army operations should be frozen while the organization restructures and returns to what he says are its original principles. He included some other orders that you could see as a way to test his immediate influence over his followers. For instance, he decreed 3 days of mourning for people who were killed yesterday in Karbala, and he called for everyone to wear black during that period. He also called for the closure of all the Sadr movement offices across the country, although it's not clear yet whether that's for the entire 6 months or just for this period of mourning.
Now, it has been an open question for some time as to how much control Muqtada al-Sadr has over his own militia. He seemed to be unable to stop the militia's involvement in things like sectarian murders, organized crime. Can today's order have more effect than his orders in the past?
Well, it may help to clarify just which units he does control and which ones are operating on their own. For the past couple of months, U.S. Army commanders have been blaming attacks and crimes on what they like to call rogue jam. That's become a joke among the reporters here. But JAM are the initials of the Jaish al-Mahdi, the Arabic name for the militia, and rogue jam would be Mehdi Army units that are not considered to be under Sadr's control. So now the U.S. Army and the Iraqi Army would have free rein to attack any Mehdi Army units that keep operating despite Sadr's orders.
Well, as a practical matter, what's entailed in shutting down a militia?
It's gotten to be an organization that's more than a paramilitary group. So it provides law enforcement, it provides protection for people in Shiite enclaves such as Sadr City. And probably the biggest thing is that the militia provides employment, or at least occupies the energy of a lot of men who otherwise would be out on the street with nothing to do.
Corey, what about the Mehdi Army's struggle for control of the southern part of Iraq and control of a lot of Iraq's oil wealth, which is there?
Well, the same factional fighting that sparked yesterday's massacre in Karbala has been going on in Iraq's southern provinces for months. The Mehdi Army's been fighting two other Shiite groups and allegedly waging an assassination campaign to gain control of the governments in key provinces. And the stakes here are enormous, given that whoever wins is going to control a colossal amount of oil. So it's hard to imagine that the Mehdi commanders will stand down now. The Mehdi Army also claims, of course, that it's defeated the British in southern Iraq and has forced them to withdraw. The British, of course, say that they're conducting an ordered redeployment, but that's looking more and more like a rout. Our reporter in Basra told us today that looters are actually gathering outside the palaces that British forces are expected to vacate within probably in the next few days. One of the ringleaders of the looters was quoted as saying, "We're waiting to see what God will give us."
NPR's Corey Flintoff speaking to us from Baghdad. Corey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.